Welcome. I am Rabbi Pedro Aviles, and I want to talk to you about the Gospel of Matthew. This Gospel has unique purpose and characteristics that will help you to understand and to gain further knowledge of the Scriptures here. So I want to give you several purposes and characteristics. First of all, one of the main purposes for Matthew's, his writing, is to demonstrate that Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King. Another purpose in Matthew's writing was to present the gospel to the Jewish people. He had them in mind as he wrote and penned, as led by the Spirit, the teachings and the works of Christ. And another unique characteristic of Matthew is that he includes Aramaic language and ideas throughout that the Jewish people would have understood, that required no translation for them. Another thing is that when we look at the genealogy that Matthew puts in there, we find that he connects it starting with Abraham, the father of the Israelite nation. And another purpose or characteristic of Matthew is that Matthew arranges his data to demonstrate that Jesus, Yeshua, fulfills the messianic promises that are found in the Old Testament. It's a wonderful book, Matthew. Matthew presents Jesus, and this is what I want you to catch, Yeshua, as the Messiah King. We have many Old Testament prophecies that are fulfilled, or at least Matthew wants to point them out in his book. And he will often say through his writing, as it is written, or in fulfillment of, something like that regarding an Old Testament scripture or prophecy. So, I'll give you a few. The birth of Jesus is connected to David, the Davidic covenant. And that's seen in right from the very beginning. Matthew 1, verse 1. Right off, Matthew is connecting Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, to David. It's a fulfillment of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13. Let's include even the virgin birth, that divine birth, right at the very beginning. Matthew, in chapter 1, verse 23, connects it to Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. And through and through, I'll give you a few more, but through and through, Matthew repeatedly points out how Jesus fulfills those messianic promises. Jesus' name, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That is comes from a promise or a prophecy in Malachi and Micah 5, verse 2. Like Abraham and the Israelites, here's another one, Jesus traveled in and out of Egypt. That's Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. Jesus was said that the Messiah would come out of Nazareth. Jesus was from there. Like the Israelites in the wilderness, Jesus spent 40 days tempted. Remember, the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness. John the Baptist prepared the way, a type of Elijah, Old Testament, in preparing the way for Christ. Jesus' authority to teach, like Moses, who presented the Torah, the Scripture, Jesus also presented in authority, and he would say, it is written, but I say to you, Jesus would say that. He was the teacher, the healer, the preacher. Remember, the Torah has five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Jesus, you can somewhat take the book of Matthew and find that Jesus has Matthew has five major teachings that he describes of Christ. Jesus' suffering on the cross, His words, my God, why have you forsaken me, is a direct quote from Psalms 22. Jesus' fulfillment fulfills God's plan from Genesis 3 and on. We just see that over and over again. This is Matthew's wonderful insight on how Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. Now, Jesus, the Messiah, he is just not the Messiah of the Israelites. He is the Messiah of the world. He's the Redeemer of the world. Jesus is to the Jews first. Yes, that's what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. But we see him as a type of Jesus, a type of Moses. He's a type of David. We see the characteristic of the Aramaic language and these kind of things. And just an interesting note here. In the intertestamental period, the Maccabees, they entered Jerusalem. And they were just tired of the oppression of the Romans. And came in riding on a donkey. There were palms, and Hosanna was said, as they thought this was their deliverer for the Israelites during that period. Well, we see Jesus also, in the same type, enters Jerusalem on a donkey, and Hosanna is sung, said for him. Here's a couple, just a few more things found in Matthew. Jesus is seen as the King of the Jews. Matthew intentionally puts that out because he wants everyone to understand that Jesus is the Messiah. But you know what? Jesus is more than the King of the Jews. He is the King of Kings. And this is just a little bit of the flavor that you can enjoy as you read through Matthew. Next, we'll look at the book of Mark, another interesting, wonderful way of portraying Christ and his teaching. Yeshua, God bless.